In the paper I read the news flash. Oprah Winfrey likes cake and hot baths. Catherine Zeta-Jones likes being pregnant. Britney Spears admires Madonna. The metric system and blunt force trauma. And they say Wayne Newton is finally eating solid food. Who gives a rat's lower digestive tract? Who gives a purple possum duodenum? Who gives a swollen rodent colon? Not I, not I, not I, my friend, not I. Liza Minnelli once wore sweat socks. David Hasselhoff goes on long walks. Frank Sinatra Jr., I'm not saying anything about him. Christina Aguilera likes to stare at ferrets. And evidently Joan Rivers has had some plastic surgery done. Who gives a rat's lower digestive tract? Who gives a purple possum duodenum? Who gives a swollen rodent colon? Not I, not I, not I, my friend, not I.
Years old. I'm not Brad Pitt, I'm not John Travolta, and I'm not Miley Cyrus. I'm not black, I'm not gay, I'm not short. I have artificial body parts and I'm crippled. So, if you're smoking dope or having sex or you're doing a drive-by shooting, this would be a really good bit of audio stimulation for you. I'm now going to tell you all the things that are bad about me. I hate, I don't drive, I'm barely alive. I don't like the internet, I don't do computers, I'm really bad with numbers, I've destroyed my credit, I can't get insurance, I don't own a car, I don't have a wife or a child. The girls I do date use me probably for free fast food. Sometimes I'm using them because I'm a creep. I like to have sex with them, double talk them into it, make them confused, and then they run out of the house before the sun comes up so I can feed my cat and go to sleep. That's why my name is Kim Fowley. I've also been Jimmy Jukebox, Lance Romance. I was Danny Disco for a minute. And I was the lead singer of Black Room Doom. I was in the North Bay Surfers, too. I used to play drug parties in Malibu. I'd go up to Topanga and break into houses and steal golf clubs and sell them in the ghetto when I was in high school. I was a male prostitute. I was a sex worker in the 1950s. I used to deal with women with missing arms and legs, no eyes, and they were burn victims with my best customers. After making love to them from the ages of 17 to 19, I proved one thing. If I can get those chicks off, I can make any woman feel complete. Well, eventually I'm going to die, and I'm going to have a see-through coffin, and I'm going to have a gold telephone put inside it. And I'm going to call all you people on the phone and ask you how you're doing. By then, the rats and the rodents will be chewing your bodies in many different pieces. And I'll just laugh at you because I'm a pig. Kim Fowley, one of God's chosen children.
everybody watch Bilotti, Bilotti, Bilotti. Get him, it's a Tukagati. Let's all twitch. Let's all twitch. He's the big cheese in an anthology. But lately he's been getting me. My little pony, Joni Mitchell, Stuart McConey, Nicholas Witchell, even the Prime Minister has noticed something sinister about Bilotti, Bilotti. Everybody watch Bilotti, Bilotti, Bilotti. Get him instant to Cacardi. Let's all twitch. He seemed very innocuous, a teddy bear with binoculars, but he should never be forgiven for doing the monkey given. He's working in your shrubbery and peering up into your tree. Watch Bilotti, Bilotti, Bilotti. Kill him and stick to Cacardi. Bilotti, Bilotti. Everybody watch Bilotti, Bilotti, Bilotti. Kill him and stick to Cacardi. Let's all twitch. Let's all twitch.
Wisconsin, traveling with some musicians, playing sax, handsome, tall, clean. Hollywood saw that handsome lad, grabbed him fast, 'cause he had a perfect face for the silver screen. Playing good guys, playing bad guys, disguising who they really are. Just a small town kid who made it big, Fred McMurray, never dreamed of going so far. Fred McMurray, born to be a movie star. Barbara Stanwyck, Claudette Colbert, taught him how to be debonair. Carol Lombard really pulled him out of his shell. He learned to use his honest grin, winning hearts, impressing men, charming them all with the movie magic spell. Playing good guys, playing bad guys, disguising who you really are. Just a Midwest kid who made it big, Fred McMurray, never dreamed of going so far. Fred McMurray, born to be a movie star. I knew the man, I called him dad, on a TV show, My Three Sons. He drove an old station wagon, lunched brown bag, a quiet man, modest ways, coming alive in the people that he played. He was scary in double indemnity, a coward in the cane, mutiny, silly with flubber, a lover in the egg and eye. Everyone thought they knew the man, but I think I know what he'd tell his fans. I'm not much more than a big old lucky guy, just a big, shy, grateful, lucky guy. Playing good guys, playing bad guys, disguising who you really are. Just a Midwest kid who kept things here. Fred McMurray, never dreamed of going so far. Fred McMurray, born to be a movie star. He was born to be a movie star. All-American movie star.
Watch Bilotti, Bilotti, Bilotti. Hear him and sit to Cacardi. Let's all twitch. Let's all twitch. He's the big cheese in ornithology, but lately he's been getting me. My little pony, Joni Mitchell, Stuart McConey, Nicholas Witchell. Even the Prime Minister has noticed something sinister about Bilotti, Bilotti. Everybody watch Bilotti, Bilotti, Bilotti. Get him instant to Cacardi. Ooh, let's all twitch. Ooh, let's all twitch. He seems very innocuous, a teddy bear with binoculars. but he should never be forgiven. Do-do-do in the monkey given. He's lurking in your shrubbery, appearing up into your tree. Everybody watch Bilotti, Bilotti, Bilotti. Get him and sit to Kakati. Bilotti, Bilotti. Everybody watch Bilotti, Bilotti, Bilotti. Get him and sit to Kakati. Let's all twitch. Let's all twitch.
Bust into a lonely nest in the cheap hotel up on Hollywood West. July 29th, she'd been lying there for 2 or 3 weeks. The neighbors said they never heard squeak. But hungry eyes that could not speak said even little doggies have got to eat. She was a winner. Much to me. Whoa, all of me. Mary Brothers was a big queen, mysterious angel at the silent screen. And run like the wind the nation's young men steam. When Mary crossed the silent screen, oh, she came out west from New York. But when the talkies came, Marie just screamed, go. Her public said, Marie, take a walk all the way back to New York. She was a winner that became the doggies' dinner. She never meant that much to me, but now I see poor Marie. Came in and they looked around, throwing up everywhere over what they found. The handiwork of Marie's little dachshund, that hungry little dachshund. She was a winner that became the doggies' dinner. She never meant that much to me. Whoa, poor Marie, poor Marie.
Smashing. throws the marrows, take my advice, let him throw the arrow. Listen carefully, this is how it starts. I'll ask the questions and you throw the dart. Tell me the capital of Madrid in Spain. Oh no, that's the answer. Can we take that again? I said, can we take that again? You are? No, but I got that wrong. What do you mean that's why people watch? What do you think he is? Keep out of the black and into the red. There's nothing in this game for two in a bet. Just the greatest prizes you've ever seen. With the poor man's Tom Cruise, Tony Green. Oh no, he's here again. Right, this is all week for this. Voice lessons and exchange of marks. Look at the state of that jacket. I think she's a star, you know. Like a Black and Decker on heat. Brucey has a leggy bird. And I get in. It's a one-way ticket for Tony Green to Siberia. Now get off. Hey, it's a great stuffish rap, eh? Especially with a voice like mine. Ooh, yeah! Come on down, man. Give me some skin. Take me to the supermarket. You don't need to go to the supermarket. You can come to Bullish Price Board. It's all there, you know. You can win a 3-in-1 vacuum, whatever that means. And there's a 27-piece dinner service. Smashing. Make that a 227-piece dinner service. Don't throw it away. That'd be a crime. So listen to Tony and take your time. Look, Tony, did that go in? So you've earned your place in the gambling park. You could lose it all on the throw of a dart. Now your money to charity, well now that's safe. But crack up here and you'll get BFH. Now that's your bus fare home, that. And when you come from Derby to Nottingham, that's not a lot.
Well, we've had a really smashing day, Jim.
For goodness sake, get on with it.
Oh no, we have, Jim, haven't we, Steve? It's been lovely.
Yeah, super smashing great. Two grand lads, ready to count it, eh? Well, what would they do with the speedboat in Walsall anyway? You can't beat a bit of bully. It's not easy, this, you know. Well, that's all wrapped up for Christmas then. Wrapped up for Christmas. Like a parcel of Christmas present. I thought it was funny, that. Laugh? I nearly passed me fags round.
She's got more than that. walked into the party looking just like he had in the past. He came up to me and he didn't even have to ask. I tried to say something, he said, girl, shut your mouth. We're playing Papa was a Rolling Stone. Last night I was dancing with Jerry Lambone. Leather jacket and his little dark shades. He started dancing around. I tried to copy every move he made. When I reached for his hand, he kind of brushed me off. And they played Hanging on the Telephone. Last night when I was dancing with Joey Ramone, they played the worst that could happen. The Brooklyn Bridge, he hit me and it felt like a kiss. Quite all over, needles and pens. Be my baby again and again. Gloria, by the shadows of night. He's so fine and I feel alright. Charlie Brown, can't sit down. We were dancing around and
for a show. Welcome friends to Name That Name. Tonight we're dropping names and taking them out of a hat and leaving them there. Okay. I'm not much for name dropping myself. I mean, I was just talking to Ringo the other day and he says to me, well, who the hell are you? So that's about the extent of it for me. Anyway, we started out with a bunch of identity pieces, starting with Weird Al, a lame claim to fame. Not I was Haywood Banks. We heard from Richie Balance, Rock and Roll Hell, from the Rhino Worst Records collection. I quite agree. Kim Vincent Fowley from Kim Vincent Fowley himself. Yes, if there's a rock and roll hell. Let's see, Jacques Cousteau was, of course, Plastique Bertrand. Remember him? Yes, you do. And we heard from Jonathan Richman, Vincent Van Gogh, Frankie's Song for Frankie Sinatra, of course, and that was Anita Ray with two N's, thank you. Barry Livingston, the Ballad of Fred McMurray. Barry Livingston played one of the three sons. He played Chip, the older son, and his little brother Ernie played one of the younger kids. Okay, just so you know. The Goodies, the Ballad of Bill Oddie. Bill Oddie was the leader of the Goodies. We heard from Nick Lowe. No introduction necessary there, Mary Provost. Let's see, we heard from Jim Bowen, the Jim Bowen rap. I have no idea who he is. I forgot to look him up. Your loss, kids. Look him up yourself. I think he's a TV person in Britain. This is from 1991. It was a single. I think it just really kind of sucked. But hey, who am I to judge? We also heard from Bruce Babyman Baum. And that was, of course, Marty Feldman Eyes. And then Dancing with Joey Ramone. My favorite song of the night, okay? Maybe yours too. But you get another whole set to choose from. And we have more stuff for you here. Name dropping, dropping names. That's the title of the show. Whatever you want to call it, that's the deal. And if you don't like it, I'm going to tell Clint Eastwood, all right? Yeah.
Something. You look around for it and some guy always asks you, where'd you leave it last? If I knew that, it wouldn't be lost.
Walter Cronkite said of him, he is every man articulating all the frustrations of modern life. He is Andy Rooney, and this is his biography. January 14th, 1919. Andy Rooney is born in Albany, New York.
It's a fine son you have, Mrs. Rooney.
So that's what it's like to be born, huh? It's pretty embarrassing, if you ask me, especially with all these strangers standing around. God, that's cold.
7 pounds, 10 ounces.
Do you ever notice that when you're born, everybody asks how much you weigh, but nobody asks when you die? You're never going to hear, Rudy Valley died today. He weighed 158 pounds. Freud may be right, though. I'd really like to go back to the womb. Maybe that explains why a lot of guys try to slip into a vagina as often as possible.
Young Andy Rooney wore his cynicism like a badge of honor, from the classroom to the back seat of his father's 1938 Oldsmobile.
Kiss me, Andy.
Do you ever kiss a girl and not know whether to use your tongue? Closed-mouth kisses are nice, but all things being equal, I'd rather ram my tongue in there. Unless, of course, I'm kissing my Aunt Agnes, the one with the mole. Giving her a mere peck on the cheek is an act of heroism.
Andy?
Kissing is such a liquid experience. The phrase swapping spit is much more accurate than sucking face. I'd have to say that my first osculatory experience was unspectacular. I was about 11 years old and technically only the kissee. The kisser was my Cub Scout leader, Mr. Vance. We were in a pup tent and it was raining. Where are you going?
Screw you.
Andy Rooney began his professional career as a correspondent for the Stars and Stripes during World War II. In the 1950s, he wrote for radio and television. And today he annoys millions of Americans every week on 60 Minutes.
Do you ever notice that in the movies or on television, everybody's phone number begins with 555? Why is that? Do you ever see Mike Wallace smile? Teaching Mike to smile is a little like teaching a monkey to ride a bicycle. He can do it, but it never quite seems natural. I enjoy...
If Albert Einstein was the mind of a nation and Will Rogers its heart, then surely Andy Rooney is America's... I'm Mike Wallace for Biography.
Notice how much Irving R. Levine looks like Myron Cohen? Whatever happened to Shayna Alexander?
Kip Kaplan proudly presents The History of Rock and Roll. Tonight, Chapter 731, The Beatles. A Fan Remembers.
Let me set the stage for you. Sceptred Isle, Jewel in the Sea, Silver Sea, England, Liverpool. Baby's crying. Mr. Lemons, how are you today? I'm okay, but my wife sure is in pain. Mr. John Lemon is born. And Mr. Lemon comes and goes, oh, that's my baby, he's gonna be famous. And Mrs. Lemon goes, maybe he will, and maybe he no, won't. Okay, in that case, John Lennon was 15, and he had a band called Quarrymen's, a skiffle group type of affair where they play for catering. His friend Paul was 14. He joined in 1956. And then I called my friend George, and we renamed it Silver Beetles for obvious reasons. Then we went to Hamburg in Germany with Tony Sheridan, and he was dead. George turns around and says, "You call that a backbeat? Oh, Tony's dead. Room service for Mr. Sheridan. No, he's dead in the bed. I'll take those rolls, please." Then Mr. Estein covered them in the noisy place, and Ringo was in this place, and I said, "Mr. Best, you can't play. Mr. Ringo is highly sophisticated. Make him the drum player." Well, that's all for now, but we will be joined by you later in the record.
Hey, how do you gonna flip your bonnets? Hey, here comes the plane with the Beatles on it. Look, there's John Paul, George, and Ringo. One of them's taken, but three are single.
Two bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar. All for the Beatles to stand up and holler, yeah, yeah.
How can four cats be so groovy? Long black hair just hanging your face now. Ain't nobody gonna take your place now.
Two bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar. All for the beat, stand up and holler, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Shake your head like you do. Thrill them little girls through and through now.
Two bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar. All for the people to stand up and holler, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Beatles, don't ever leave now. 'Cause if you do, we'll surely grieve now. Oh, stay right here where you belong. 'Cause we love you and your song.
Two bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar. All for the Beatles to stand up and holler, yeah, yeah.
Everybody tells me that the Beatles are the best. They say those long hairs overseas can better all the rest. But let me tell you people just one thing you ought to know. I said once those Beatles hear my song, they're gonna pack the things and go singing, yeah, hell yeah. They'll buy up all my records they can find in every store. I can do this by myself, and with them it takes all four. I may not be as handsome with a shaggy mop of hair, but when they hear my music, I just know the girls won't care. Singing, yeah, hell yeah, work it out. Now Ringo's gonna sell his drums and chauffeur my new car. Paul and John will mow my lawn while George tunes my guitar. won't be so bad, cause all of mine will carry on.
They'll be singing,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
On Friday night to have a ball, I took my girl to the music hall. The crowd was lined for blocks around. The night them four boys came to town. As we sat in that mammoth place, I saw the look upon her face. As she screamed, I boiled with rage. Her heart was up there on the stage with Ringo.
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 Man, what is it with this girl of mine? Until that night, our love was fine. Now I call her on the phone. She says she'd rather be alone. She listens to her hi-fi set and digs that guy she never met. My picture stood beside her bed. Now a new one's there instead. It's Ringo.
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 Ringo. I didn't see her for quite a while. I thought I'd better change my style. I got some drums and tried to play. I practiced on them night and day. I wore rings on each hand. I even formed a swinging band. My rings, my drums, my spot of tea. I learned all this so I could be like Ringo.
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 I let my hair grow long like his, pretending I was in showbiz. They called my mother up to school. They said I must have blown my cool. They said your son is acting bad. He thinks he is the English lad. But I didn't care about disgrace. If only I could take the place of Ringo.
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 Ringo. Then came the night I can't forget, the night when once again we met. And as I looked, to my surprise, I saw the tears come to her eyes. She said her foolish fling had passed, and now I knew the truth at last. 'Cause between her sighs, her sobs, her moans, she said she loved the Rolling Stones, not Ringo. Ringo.
Ringo.
Ringo.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We love you, Beatles. Oh, yes, we do. For bringing happiness, our thanks to you. We love you, Beatles. We want you near. Stay in the USA. You are welcome here. We love you, Beatles. Oh, yes, we do. Your twist, your rock and roll, they're simply cool. So Ringo, George and Paul, and Johnny too. Here is a polka tune from us to you. So take this polka hop and dance around. It has your instruments, it has your sound. The Beatle polka, this is your due. Good luck, God bless you, hope to see you soon. We love you, Beatles, oh yes we do. For bringing happiness, our thanks to you. We love you, Beatles, we want you near. Stay in the USA, you are welcome here. We'll be right back.
All the Beatles are four hairy guys, and they came from Liverpool. They play guitars and harmonize like Johnson's old gray mule. Gonna send them home, gonna send them home. Now the first time I saw the four Beatles, they were singing on the videotape. Old Jack Parson, here they are, and the whole wide world went ape. Gonna send them home, gonna send them home. Next time I see the four Beatles on the really, really, really big show, I didn't hear one single tune, cause the kids were screaming, so gonna send them home, gonna send them home. The Beatles got the money, they really hit it big, but after income taxes, all they had was four black wigs. Gonna send them home, gonna send them home. Millionaires, they tell us they made it overnight. And if you think we're jealous, you're absolutely right. Gonna send them home, gonna send them home. Now acts may come and acts may go, but get this on your mind. When they come back to the USA, I'll sure be hard to find. Gonna disappear while they are here.
Up to now I've had a happy married life. Now I've started having trouble with my wife. First she seen Don Bowman on her TV screen, thinks that he's the funniest man she's ever seen. Now she buys his record albums all the time, but she never bought a single one of mine. Now she's mad about that boy, I kid you not. Wonder what old Bowman's got that I ain't got. I'll admit he's mighty funny and he makes a lot of money. Just the same, he'd better let my woman be. Wonder why my little woman flips her wig for Donald Bowman, cause she thinks that he is funnier than me. Donald, we have always been the best of friends. If you steal her, this is where our friendship ends. When you get a load of her stupidity, Don, you'll be so mad you'll never speak to me. Now we split the blanket and she's left me flat, and there ain't no way of telling where she's at. All night long I sit here staring at the floor, while I throw Don Bowman's records out the door.
Akins, will you make me a store? Son, I am aghast with this here guitar. I mean, I am what's called a heavy picker. And would you believe, I ain't never had a lesson. Never had a lesson. And just list in to this. Ain't that fierce? Ain't that intense?
All crowd began to gather to watch the fun begin. In his cowboy boots and his coveralls, his one-way ticket to Cedar Falls. Make it tall and a grin.
Hey there, Chet Atkins. Well, you make me a star. Boy, I tell you, I am too much with this guitar. I am one of the real out-of-sight pickers. I mean, look what all you did for Jerry Reed. And the way I pick just makes him look like a side man. I mean, I'm great. Just listen. Just listen to this, Chet Atkins. Son, ain't that fierce? Ain't that out of sight?
Everybody seemed to like you, so the company took him in. Background music is all he plays. He's on all them records from RCA with his guitar and his friends.
Hey there, Chet Atkins. You gonna make me a star? I mean, me being so great with this guitar. How come it is I never get to play by myself? I mean, you all time playing with yourself. How about when the swelling goes down in my fingers? Then Chet Atkins, oh great white father, oh hairy-legged vlogger of the Gretsch, oh hillbilly godfather to the guitar pickers, well, you make me a star.
Well, in 1950-something, I took a little trip with a boy named Sue on the way to Mississippi. He started making records and arising mighty fast, but they didn't like his name, so they called him Johnny Cash. Kaboom, 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 kaboom. A feller named Sam thought he'd better sign him quick, cause he liked the way he sing and he liked the way he twits. Said that he's a-gonna make us all rich, so don't worry about your singing, keep a-working on your twits. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Kept a picking and a grinning, and we took a bunch of yellers, but they ain't not as many as it was a while ago. They kept a booking and we kept a picking all the way from California to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, he went to Nashville, met a booking agent there, a short, fat feller with artificial hair. Everybody said he was a wheeler and a dealer, and he told Johnny Orr to put a big show together. A booch, a booch, a booch. So he hired him a mule and he hired Johnny Western. Already had a band called the Tennessee Blue. He hired old Fluke and he hired a bunch of brothers. He hired June Carter off a Carter Family Show. He was in Nashville, well, he made a record there, and it got so hot it was like a ring of fire. Out in California, made the Folsom Prison Blues. He found a dirty, mangy dog that named him Sue. So he hit him in the mouth, and they kept a fighting through the mud and the blood and the beer on the ground. Kept a kicking and a gouging and a biting and a fighting. He kept a chewing on his ear, but Johnny didn't give a damn. Kept on making records and it kept on getting hotter. Stopped taking old yellers and he started getting fat. He won every award but the best girl singer. Now his hair's getting longer, now he's working on that. Well, he hired him a mule and he hired Johnny Western. Already had a band called the Tennessee Two. He hired old Fluke and he hired a bunch of brothers. He hired June Carter off a Carter Family Show. Quit them cigarettes. I wonder what old Carl Perkins is doing. Maybe he might get on television if I quit them cigarettes. Ooh.
Take me out and put some groceries down my neck.
So I took her to a fancy restaurant. She looked down her nose and said,
now why didn't we stop at a choke and puke for some grilled cheese sandwiches?
I don't know. I married a woman that talked like Jerry Reed. Ought to be on the cover of Playboy. she ain't calling me son.
Amos, son, I'm under stress. Let's go somewhere that's fun.
So I flew her to Europe and I spent $10,000, she told me.
I'd have had more fun thumbing a ride on an overloaded poultry truck.
On a what?
And a short time to get here.
She talks like a trucker, whether I like it or not.
We're loaded up in trucking, and when you're hot, you're hot. Thanks a lot.
Cold.
Oh, yeah, you don't like my voice, huh?
No.
Well, you should have thought of that when you married me. You knew I sounded like Jerry Reed then. At least I don't look like him, do I? Speaking of look like, you don't look like Burt Reynolds yourself. Kind of remind me of Fred. Not that I take Dolph or anything, but...
He was 5'8", a powerful man, and he weighed about 200 pounds. A former Teamsters leader that I've just got to track down. They say he may be under the Giants' end zone. That's why I'm out here digging up bones. And I'll keep searching till I'm 6 feet underground. 'Cause she said when they find Jimmy Hoffa, that's when I'll come back to you. It's been 20 years since he disappeared, and until then we're still through. If I'll ever get her back, brother, I don't know. I got a set of dental records and a new backhoe. So grab a shovel. You got to help me find Jimmy Hoffa. Her being gone is something that I can't bear. Willard Scott's toupee looks a lot like Hoffa hair. He was into pension funds and semi-trucks. Now he may be the bacon in a Dave's Deluxe. But if he ain't in there, then he's gotta be around here somewhere. She said, when they find Jimmy Hoffa, that's when I'll come back to you. He might be the green in Irish Spring or the white stuff in Elmer's glue. Is he dishwashing liquid or deviled ham? They just found his flash ring in a can of Spam. Got to help me find Jimmy Hoffa. Help me find Jimmy Hoffa. Here's a quarter. Help me find Jimmy Hoffa.
It was Lone Star for me. Out in Colorado, it was Coors Naturally. But tonight I'm down in Georgia, a good old boy again. I'm a Billy Carter, Billy, beer drinking fan. Beer drinking is my bag, simple are my ways. You can bet the
day. I'll always be a call it the way I see it, man. I'm a Billy Carter, Billy beer drinking fan. So pass me Jimmy's peanuts down the table. Tell that Georgia peach I'm a rambling man. Yeah, that's here. A clock each day, long are my hours, little is my pay. So put him on the ticket, 'cause I know he understands. I'm a Billy Carter, Billy beer drinking fan. So pass me Jimmy's peanuts down the table. Tell that Georgia peach I'm a rambling man. And it's here.
Over John Foster Dulles. Oh, I made a chump of myself over John Foster Dulles. The first time I saw him, 'twas at the UN. Oh, I never had been one to swoon over men, but I swooned and the drums started pounding, and then I made a fool of myself over John. I knew it was futile to dream, for we never could marry. Still my heart ripped apart at the seam for our state secretary. The next time I saw him, he was flying to Spain. He waved to someone as he boarded the plane. Was it me? Cried my heart, and then I went insane. I made a fool of over John Foster Dulles. Get a hold of yourself. I told myself to my heart, I said, oh, behave. Who are you to John Foster Dulles? I asked my heart, and it replied, his slave. Then in somebody's newspaper column, I think Robert Ruart, I read that John Foster was due at the airport in Newark. To Jersey by taxi, I made a mad race. I pushed through the crowd till we stood face to face. I grabbed for his sleeve, ooh, but I got his briefcase. At least it was something belonging to John Foster Dulles. It's so nice of you all to come visit me here in prison. With good behavior, I should be out, oh, in about 7 years. But I'm not an American, and I'm not a spy. But how can I convince the FBI that I'm simply on
brother into a brave new world? Condoleezza.
sister. So don't you worry about a thing, 'cause you know that she'll be there right by her side. There's nowhere they can run and no place they can hide, 'cause the reason we need us. Singing, where have all the flowers gone? That's over. So stiffen your upper lip. You better be up for this. Condoleezza will lead us, children, so we don't get fooled again. Only then will there be peace, love and all that. So all you spoiled brats, well, you better wake up. Condoleezza will lead us.
Okay, and this week on Name That Name, Dashiell Hammett, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Joe Piscopo. Who will be the name? I don't care. Anyway. All right, we're done. Just about. I got two more for you that you're going to be sorry about, but what are you going to do? Started with Joe Piscopo. Funny he should drop in like that. I forgot all about him. And that was, of course, the biography of Andy Rooney. Let's see, the history of the Beatles from the National Lampoon, Harry Nilsson after that, Stand Up and Holler. He was a Beatles pusher for a long time. This is back in 1964, you know, back when a buck was hard to come by, especially in England. Let's see, I'm Better Than the Beatles from Brad Berwick. Yeah, right, okay. Dick Lord, Like Ringo. And then, let's see, Welcome Beatles was Little Wally and the Venturas. I was all excited. I thought that was Little Wally and the Venturas. I was thinking, wow, what a lineup. But no, Venturas, whoever they are. Homer and Jethro, we heard two from them. Gonna Send Them Home. And then Getting Away from the Beatles Thing, we heard Ode, O-W-E-D, Ode to Donald Bowman from Homer and Jethro. Don Bowman himself after that. Chet Atkins, Make Me a Star. And Ballad of J.C. was a guy named Gordon Terry. He dropped from the surface soon after that, I think. Let's see. I Married a Woman Who Talks Like Jerry Reed was Tim Wilson. And then also Tim Wilson. Help me find Jimmy Hoffa. Sad story, but I don't think we can help him much. I think he's actually in Detroit. Let's see. Billy Beer Drinking Man. Billy Beer Drinking Fan. From Rick Pilgreen, and I want to wish happy 97th birthday to Mr. Jimmy Carter, who is 97 today, that's right, and Carol Burnett, John Foster Dulles, that's a great one too. And then let's see, Condoleezza Will Lead Us. Okay, that was Tan Sleeve, and I have no rationale for that. But I do tell you this, like I said, I have two more, and I have a wide future in front of us. I will see you next week, and we'll take it from there. In the meantime, have a good week.
everybody who's a star can get their drinks for free just by walking in a bar. And so they have a drink or two with every groupie that they meet, until you find them the next morning lying face down in the street. Don't walk upon Mel Gibson with your brand new pair of shoes, 'cause he's gonna get real testy and he's gonna blame the Jews. And don't trip over Lindsay Lohan unless you want to be called a creep. She was partying for 2 days straight and wants to get some sleep. Step over stars as you walk along Hollywood Boulevard, sleeping it off, paying the price for living too hard. People caught up in all of the trappings of fame, some so wasted they can't remember their name. Step on Liza, for her life's been very rough. But don't show any mercy to David Hasselhoff. Step lightly over Russell Crowe, 'cause he's liable to start a fight. But give a hand to Paris Hilton, 'cause the girl is not too bright. If you covered him with garbage, McNulty may not notice. He's like that guy from Mayberry, I think his name was Otis. Don't step on poor old Chevy Chase, he isn't really drunk. He was tossed onto the pavement 'cause his last 10 films have stunk. Over stars as you walk along Hollywood Boulevard, sleeping it off, paying the price for living too hard. People caught up in all of the trappings of fame, some so wasted they can't remember their name. Or being treated for exhaustion. And if you're a big time movie star, I have a word of caution. For those who are successful, best not have too much fun, or you're gonna find your mugshot on thesmokinggun.com.